again. Can you say amen one more time? Hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord came to me through someone else today and said there's healing in the house. And I believe that. Because I believe the Lord knows the word that's coming forth today, that there's healing in the house. I'm like Sister Allen. I'm going to thank God in advance for the healing. See, you got to believe that you are before you is. As a man thinketh, so is he. I have the power of life and death. It's in my tongue. So if I say I'm healed, Sister Monique, I'm healed. If I say I'm rich, I'm rich. I'm trying to help somebody right now. If I say I'm an overcomer, I'm an overcomer. If I say I'm more than a conqueror, guess what? I'm more than a conqueror. I am what I say I am. I is what I think I is. I be what I profess to be. I don't care what you got to say or how you say it or how you trying to put my past with what I am today. Whatever you think of me or whatever you have thought of me, it's not me. For God said I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. You got to know who you are and whose you are by the word of God today. It's going to be profound in your life. I'm coming from the book of Luke, from a very familiar story. I'm not going to read all of it because we, most of us know the story, but I want to just cut right to the chase. Matter of fact, Sister Tia, let's just cut right down to verse 17 and 18. Right there. I ain't going to read all that. They read all that during the devotion period. So let me just go right here. When he came to his senses. Can I start right there? See, you can't go nowhere, I'm preaching already, until you come to your senses. Yeah. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back. See, some of you got to know that you can go back once you come to your senses. Hello. I will go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm coming out. Tell them again, tell them I'm coming out. Tell them one more time, tell them I'm coming out. Coming out. Coming out. We see here in our scripture that Jesus is telling a parable of the prodigal son. A young man who made up his mind and went out into the world. Told his daddy, give me what belongs to me. And the Bible said he went out living a crazy life. A wild life, but finally was led back to the place where he belonged, back home. Before we go any further, let's take a look at what a prodigal is. A prodigal is someone who is given to reckless, extravagant, unrestrained in spending or using up one's means. One spends or gives lavishly. One who is foolishly extravagant, or someone who would say a spendthrift, a squanderer. He just spend his money here, there, everywhere with anybody and everybody. But when the money runs out, when the wine is gone, when the women's song is gone, those who was his friend, they ran out too. I think you will agree with me that this son of a loving father was in a messed up state. He was on a downward spiral. He had arrived at rock bottom. This was not reality TV, but he most certainly got a dose of reality. He experienced a rude awakening. He had to check himself because he was assuredly in the process of wrecking himself. Has anybody been there? Inquiry minds want to know. Have anybody, don't fool me now. Amen. Some of us in here know we've been rock bottom before. Matter of fact, we look so pretty today, but on the inside, we still rock bottom. I'm trying to help somebody. His behavior was detrimental to his personal well-being. His behavior placed him at risk. At risk of leaving this world at a young age. At risk of severely breaking family ties. At risk of ruining his daddy's good name. At risk of making shipwreck of an otherwise promising life. He discovered life is not Burger King. He cannot always have it his way. He discovered life is not FedEx, and friends do not deliver on time, and sometimes not at all. Sometimes the best made plans go bad. Life can symptomatically unravel right before your eyes. My brothers and my sisters, it don't take long for things to go bad. Quicker than right now, yesterday, life, my life, your life can take a bad turn. Marriages can dissolve overnight. Friendship can disintegrate over a misspoken word. Fellowship can split over differences of philosophy. Lifelong friends can become the Hatfields and the McCoys. Careers can be ended in a blinking and a twinkling of an eye. Fortunes can be made and lost in just a few short minutes. Things can go bad in the blinking of an eye. You don't know, and you must understand that even our health is an eggshell fragile frame. Ask Job. Better still, go get a checkup. And you'll find out how fragile life can be. It's time for us to come out. It's time for us to come out. We've been locked up, held down, discouraged, disgruntled, disappointed, and frustrated for too long. Some of us have never been incarcerated behind prison walls or locked behind prison doors. Some of us have never had our freedom restricted by a judge wherein we have been given a special time where our lights must be turned off. No. You have not been subpoenaed to the courthouse nor indicted by a grand jury, but you're still locked up. And although we have never worn the prison pinstripes, we are prisoners in our own world. We have been incarcerated by Satan, and we live with the fear of facing God and owning up to our numerous transgressions we have made in our lives. Look at somebody and tell them, you ain't always been saved. Yeah, see, we all are sinners. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. Many of us are in situations that are hazardous to our health. We would benefit greatly from a change in scenery, a change in attitude, a change in loyalty. We need to come out from the untold things that has us bound. Don't you hear the blessed songwriter saying, sin has left a crimson stain, but he washed me whiter than snow. Caught in the spider web of sin, we need to come out. As we zero in on this young man who wanted to live his own life, be his own boss, not played by his own rules, and not pay his own bills, nor buy his own groceries, who wanted to be grown despite still possessing the naive mind and the mindset of life, and he think life is a board game. I suggest he was disassociated with reality. He was unable to find anyone to fill his prescription for life. What was his prescription? His prescription said that he could defy the laws of growing up. His prescription said he didn't have to obey the laws of his parents. His prescription said he can come and go whenever he got ready. His prescription said he can talk to his daddy like he was a grown man, but asking for an inheritance that he didn't even work for. Life as he envisioned and life as he experienced were two altogether different phenomena. Can I get a witness? The way you think it is not the way it always turned out. In the text, we observed him as he has been battered and bruised by life. We cut right to the chase. He had been brought through the ringer and cycles so many times he got stuck. And he was living in a bad situation. He had lost it all. He lost his money, lost his friends, lost his self-esteem, and now he's working in a place he had no business working at first. But when we lose sight of who we are and whose we are, we end up in places we have not been made for. I'm trying to help somebody. We all have been through some stuff. There have been those of us here this morning who are yet in the going through process. Do I have any going through folks right now? Ain't ashamed to let the devil know I'm going through. See, the thing of it is, you can tell him I'm going through, but also tell him I'm coming out. Ain't nothing wrong with going through a situation. The thing is, keep going through until you come out. Tell somebody I'm coming out. Listen, we're not home free. We're still in the midst of some valleys. Valleys surrounds us all the time. Valleys impede us. Valleys that could possibly engulf us. Valleys that we need to get out of. We have been through some stuff. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Some of us, we've been up as well as down. Can I get a witness? Yeah. We've been brought up, and some of us been beat up. Do I have any beat up folks in here? Don't be ashamed. Anybody been beat up? I've been beat up. Amen. That was a long time ago. I wouldn't try it now. I wasn't as big as I am now. That was back in junior high school, trying to help somebody. I haven't been beat up since high school. Amen. But I've been beat up once. Amen. Ain't no shame in that. Amen. Y'all just shame to admit it. Amen. 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 But wouldn't try it today. We've been in conditions that are disastrous, and some have stayed in that disastrous situation too long. Listen, we need to get to a point when we say to ourselves, I'm too old to be in a rut. I'm too old to be marooned in the mess I created. I'm too claustrophobic to be closed in and surrounded by sorrow. The valley has affected my spiritual outlook. The valley caused some of us in worship to act as dead as anybody I've ever seen. Sitting there looking like a bump on the log, looking like a blister getting ready to pop. Some of us are still and then sitting so still that we look like a battery operated toy waiting on a AA battery. We just wait for something to start us up. We've been in the valley and it's got us distorted. And the valley has pulled us down, just like this young man. The valley has killed his dreams, has tucked it up on a shelf, and put it in the back of his mind where he thought it all belonged. And in spite of the valley, he had delightfully and sustainably remembered that God is able. If you're saved, the devil knows that he cannot have your soul. But he does seek to get you down, to discourage you, and to defeat you. But I like what Jesus said in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord. Hello, somebody. It's up on me. Because he has anointed me. Look at somebody and tell them I've been anointed. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, this is my time. This is my time. Because Jesus came to set me free. But then I heard Paul pick it up in 1 Corinthians 10:13. He said, there has no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. Look at somebody say, you've been tempted too. Yeah. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. Look at somebody and tell them, he won't put no more on you than you can bear. But will with the temptation also make a way of what? Look at somebody and tell them, look for the exit sign. When temptation comes, start looking for the exit sign, because God will put them up and show you a way of escape. And sometimes the way of escape is to just say no. Come on, let's go do it. No. Come on, won't you smoke this? No. Come on, let's drink this. No. Well, I thought we was friends. No! And we just got to know how to say no. But this young man was afraid to go forward because of his past. He was worried about what he used to be. His sins had him shackled. He wanted to remove himself from this moral dilemma. He wanted to bid farewell to his sinful and sorrowful surroundings. He wanted to take a step towards a welcome place. He wanted to feel the emotion brought on by the caressing arms and relaxing kiss of a loving father. After looking for love in all the wrong places, this young man who had wrecked in his life fast lane long for better times. The Bible tells me in Luke 15:17, and when he came to himself, that's the King James Version. When he came, I'm trying to help somebody, to himself. Sometimes you can't help some folk until they come to themselves. I don't care how much you want to help them, but until they believe where they are and what they need to do, there's nothing you can do for them until they come to themselves. Sometimes you gotta let that train wreck so that they can come to themselves. You notice this father didn't stop his son. You think you bad? Here, take it. You notice this father didn't go chasing after his son. He said, bye-bye. Have a good life. You notice this father didn't send those spies to go find out what his son was doing. No. What was this father doing? Praying. Because this father knew a God that can sit high and can look low and know everything the son was doing. So I'm going to pray to a God. And if it's got a wreck, it's going to happen because God allowed it. And sometime when it's wrecking, God, that's the only way God can get their attention. Because if we keep rushing in being Superman, keep rushing in being Superwoman, keep rushing in thinking we're going to be good parents, sometimes they don't learn the lesson and they keep doing it over and over and over again. Look at somebody and say, take your hands off of it. Pray to God and say, Lord, when it do wreck, because you know it's coming. You know it's coming. When it do wreck, don't kill them. But put them in a situation where you can talk to them. And I believe why this young man was feeding the slop to the pigs. And the Bible said he almost picked up the slop and ate it himself. I believe when it was in his hand and he looked at what was in his hand, he came to his senses. Yes, sir. My daddy got servants who don't eat like this. My daddy got servants that don't even work in a place like this. My daddy got servants who don't wear what I'm wearing right now. Sometimes God got to get us in a state where we almost. And then the light bulb come on. That's when you say that I got to get back in church. That's when you say, I'm going back home. He came to himself and he discovered that blood is thicker than water. Because he said, in my Father's house. We got to understand what's in Daddy's house. We serve a Father who's rich in houses and land. And he holds the wealth of the world in his hands. I dare you to start thinking about what your Father got. In my Father's house, there is joy. Shut up, straight horn. In my Father's house, there is peace. In my Father's house, there is love. Gotta mess with this mess, cause in my Father's house there's no place like home. Click your heels 3 times, Dorothy, and get on back home. Following the yellow brick road, dealing with witches, dealing with lions, tigers, and bears, dealing with the tin man, the lion, dealing with the scarecrow, dealing with witches and monkeys. All you had to do was click them heels and go home. Trying to help somebody. Trying to help somebody. You going through all your mess when all you got to do is click your heels and go home. There is no yellow brick road. He discovered that you really don't miss your water until your well runs dry. Anybody ever had their water cut off? Don't be ashamed. You ain't by yourself. A lot of folks done got their water shut off. Let me hold on, let me back up. How many of y'all got the letter that it was going to be shut off? Amen. Amen. And you ain't paid that bill, so it won't get shut off. Amen. Amen. But you don't miss something till it's gone. I'm trying to help somebody right now. I don't care how bad you think church is. Stop coming. You may think you don't miss it, but there's a spirit man on the inside. There's a spirit man. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but there's a spirit man on the inside that yearns to be in the fellowship of the saints, that yearns to be where the praising of God is going on, that yearns for the Spirit of God to dwell in the place, that yearns to get your step in, to get your shout out.
Yes, sir.
He had discovered that nobody is going to put up with you, clean up after you, and take mess off of you like family. Family has a tendency to know your history, but they also know your heart. And sometimes family can look past where you've been and what you've done and still welcome you back home. This battered young man had discovered that nobody owes you anything, and you ought to be grateful for everything. He should have just set his behind home and did what Daddy told him to do. It is immaterial, though, whether by nature or nurture is to blame. Only he himself possesses the thread and the needles to sew up his shabby life. Because Daddy couldn't do it. I believe if he can talk to somebody this morning, this young man would tell you, you don't have to wear Jordans. But if you got a plain pair of Converse or even some Walmart tennis shoes, it's not about the shoes. It's whose feet are in the shoes. You ought to be singing the old Negro spiritual. I got shoes. You got shoes. All of God's children got shoes. I believe if he can give you a weather forecast, he will tell you to save your soda pop money and your weekly allowances for rainy days. Because you may be right up to now, but sooner or later, you're going to experience some rough times. There was a time when I was a boy that you can go to the store with pop bottles. Y'all don't know nothing about that today. Well, you didn't mind walking the streets looking for pop bottles. Pop bottles was worth 10 cents back in the day. Let me find 10 pop bottles and go to the store, and I got a dollar. And guess what? I walk out with a whole bag full of candy. But nowadays, we go past pop bottles. We won't pick up a can. We won't do nothing with them no more. There was a time that the grocery store would pay you to bring the cart back. I used to love going to the grocery store with my mama, because while she's shopping, I'm out in the parking lot. When I got done putting the carts in, I go right to the candy aisle and come out with a whole bag full of candy. You got to save it up, baby. You got to save it up. I believe this young man could have a rap session with some of us today. He would tell you, you don't need the dope. Just keep your hope in Jesus. You don't need to fend for yourself, but you do need a friend, and his name is Jesus. You don't need fancy wheels. You need a wheel in the middle of a wheel. You don't need the bling bling. You need the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Logic suggests that although he had been through some rough time, there was better days ahead when he came to himself. Logic suggests he was going nowhere fast and he needed to go back to his father's house. Logic suggests he didn't have to dwell in the pig pen. He didn't have to be from pillar to post. His tendency for ungratefulness had distorted him and pulled him down more effectively and more fastly than gravity itself. Because he thought the world owed him something. Because he had a chip on his shoulder. Daddy, give me what's mine. Because he had bad manners. And his favorite word was, give me. Can I help somebody? Gimme will keep you broke messing with some folk. Because when you keep saying give me, they're going to say you owe me. But if you come out, I'm at the good part now. If you come to your senses and realize that God, not man, will make a difference in your life, you will be the head and not the tail. Listen, it may take a little time. You didn't get there overnight. Can I help somebody? You ain't going to get out overnight. Amen. But I will tell you what David said in Psalms 37:5. I have been young and I've been old. But in all my days, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So that tells me if I'm in God, I ain't got to beg nobody for nothing. No matter what trials you're going through in your life, or how many storms you got to go through, you hang on in there. Because help is on the way. I said, hang in there. Help is on the way. I'm speaking life into somebody right now. Listen, Jesus hung up for our hang-ups. No matter the battles we've been facing with life, Jesus is there in the time of war.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Can I get a witness? No matter how many times you've had to cry, Jesus is there to wipe your tears away.
Yes.
So hang on in there, my sister. Hang on in there, my brother.
Yes.
Everything will be all right.
Yes.
So excuse yourself from your pity party.
All right.
Tell the devil I'm coming out of my depression and tell your Prozac goodbye. I'm coming out of my self-imposed silence. I'm going to start speaking life into my life. I'm coming out of my financial bondage. I don't have it, but God got it. I'm coming out of this dead-end relationship. I decided I can do bad by myself. And if you can't help me, if you won't help me, I'll do it myself. People who will drain you, drag you, dishearten you, take more from you than they give, and by the time they're through with you, they're on their way and you are empty and they move on.
All right.
But tell somebody, I'm coming out.
Come out.
Tell them, I'm coming out.
Come out.
I'm coming out of the mess I'm in. I'm coming out of other folks' business, and I'm going to try to take care of my own business. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The prodigal son came out. Some of us are lifetime weepers. Crying all the time. Every time I say hello, oh, it's going to be all right. Everywhere you go, there's trouble. Everywhere you go, there's strife. Everywhere you go, something's bothering me. But just remember. Y'all hold on, I'm going to come back to that. Some of us have tears falling by the pound. But can I tell you something this morning? You're not supposed to cry all the time. You were not put here for the sole purpose of crying. Trying to help somebody. Crying is not your destiny. Tears are not your fate. For the Bible tells me in Psalms 30 and 5, for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. I'm going to come back and preach that scripture one day. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Look at somebody and say, joy is coming. But can I look at the nighttime for a minute? In the nighttime, there's some suffering. But if I suffer for Jesus, in the morning, I'm going to gain eternal life. In the nighttime, there's some that's praying. But in the morning, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man will avail of much. In the nighttime, there's some waiting. But nobody ever waited on God in vain. Because in the morning, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. I don't care how long your night is, you can come out. I don't care how dark your night is, you can come out. Even if the darkest moments, light exists if you have the faith to see it. God has not built you up just to let you down. So don't foreclose on your hope. God is able to bring you out. God is able to bring you through. You too can come out when you remember. Remember the promises he has made. Remember the deliverance he has brought. Has God ever delivered anybody? Look at somebody and say, if he did it then, he can do it again. Remember the blessings he has bestowed. Anybody in here been blessed? I mean more than once. I mean more than twice. I mean blessing everywhere you turn, you're being blessed. Remember the invitation he has given. Have you been invited to the table to feast at the Lord's table where there's plenty and there's bountiful for everybody? Remember the relations he now feels. When people walk out, Jesus steps in. Remember. Remember in calamity to trust him. When the winds of life is blowing, when the storms are raging high, remember that there's a God who can stand up in your life and say, peace, be still. I like this one. Remember him in prosperity. Some of us been blessed beyond measure, but we get to church and can't praise him for what he's done in our life. I dare you to come to church and think about all. If we have one Sunday where you just come and think about all, we will be here for 24 hours straight. You start thinking about all that God has done. And when you start thinking about the prosperity God has placed in your life, you will start to begin to praise him like never before. When you start looking at where you come from and where you have been in your life and where God got you right now, you will start giving God a praise, because that's where I was, but look at where I am now. That's what I used to be, but look at where I am now. That's what I used to do, but look at where I am now. Some of us will start praising God, and I can't stop you. You run laps around this block when you start thinking about all that God has done for you. Look at what you got on. Some of us knew there was a time we couldn't even put on a dress. Hello. Some of us knew there was a time we didn't have a jacket. Some of us knew there was a time we didn't even have clothes to go to church, so we didn't go to church. But when you think about the prosperity of God in your life, you need to praise God. When you have a doorknob, you better praise it. Because behind the doorknob is a door. And behind the door, there's a building. And behind the building, there's a room. And in the room, there's a bed. And in the bed, there's a pillow. And on the pillow, somewhere to lay your head at night. I dare you. Thank him for the salt and pepper shakers. Because if you got salt and pepper shakers, you got something to shake it on. Shut up, straight horn. And if you got something to shake it on, that means you got something to eat. And if you got something to eat, you got more than one third of the people in this world. Start thanking God. Thank God for that boss that don't like you. That tells me you got a job. Amen. Shut up, straight horn. That tells me that you getting a paycheck. That tells me you can pay the rent. You can pay the water bill. You can pay the light bill. Thank God. So next time the boss come in your office, just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank him in danger. To call up on his name. Hello, somebody. To call up on his name. That in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. And listen, sometime in the danger, you ain't got time for them long prayers. Oh, merciful, lovely God. We come before you this morning and the car flipping upside down. We come before you today, Lord. We want to thank you for being magnificent. No. Stay prayed up. So in the time of trouble, you say two words, Lord, help. Ain't got time for all that. Lord, help. And remember him. I got to go. In difficulties. To have an expectation that God is going to bring you out. You got to expect God to do something for him to do something. If you don't have no expectation, then don't expect him to do anything. If you can't speak it, God can't do it. You got to have an expectation. So be not dismayed, whatever be tied. God will take care of you. Won't he do it? Can I get a witness in the house? Won't he do it? Bright Star, I don't know about you, but I'm coming out. Anybody else coming out today? Look at your neighbor, tell him, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Hallelujah.